Kimo, a lot of teams in training camp look at a season the way you look at a game in quarters, in terms of four games, mm-hmm. and four games. Do you do that at all, or do you have a different way of just kind of looking at the season and assessing where you are in the middle of that season?
Yeah, that's the way you got to look at it. You know, it's a long season, so you have to break it down into four, second, and third, and fourth quarters. You know, September is going to be the first, and breaking it down like that, I think brings the players to where they're thinking of now instead of looking at the long run. You know, same thing with training camp. You break it down into weeks, but I think breaking down into quarters during the season is a good thing to go by.
Your first time around with the Ravens, you were here from 2002 till 2005, and then you left to play for the Carolina Panthers. After the Panthers, you were with the Redskins. You come back 7 years later. What are the big changes you notice around the facility, around the town? What strikes you as the most different aspects about the Ravens in particular, Baltimore in general?
Not much. I mean, the way I look at it, the only thing that's changed is my age. The last time I was here, I was, 22, 23 years old, trying to find my way around the facility. You know, now I'm 33. But as far as the standards and the goal and the football town, Baltimore is, nothing has changed, man. You know, Baltimore has always been a great football town.
You point out age. Age is the blessing / curse in the NFL. Until you get a little age under you, you really don't know what you're doing in this league, no matter how much talent you have. When you start to get to that point of 30-plus, you figure out the game, and now the body becomes something where you have to really take care of it like you did when you were 23, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I remember coming in my rookie year. That's when Michael McCurry was still here, Peter Bowler was still here. And I used to walk up and down the hall, and they're like, hey, young boy, you need to do this, get in the hot tub, cold tub, and all that. And we always had an attitude. The young guys were like, man, we're going to be young forever. But, 10 years in the league now, thinking back to those guys, I can see why you have to take better care of your body. You have to be, because that's your investment. Your body's your investment for this job. So, and for the rest of your life.
And you reshaped your body this past year. You were out of football last year, mm-hmm. and then you lost roughly 70 pounds to get yourself back
75 pounds
into peak shape. That is an unbelievable achievement for anybody. But for an NFL player, it's almost an impossible thing to do, because if you're 75 pounds away from your playing weight, very few guys ever get back to where they can earn a spot in the NFL. How did you do it?
Changing my lifestyle. just finding something I'm comfortable with. Like, there's this thing called Body by Visalis. It's a shake. I drink it two times a day, breakfast and lunch, and eat a big dinner. But I really had to change up, my lifestyle.
You only eat one meal? You eat two shakes in a meal?
I eat a breakfast, and then I drink a shake for breakfast, for lunch and dinner. And then the next day I would drink a shake for breakfast and lunch, and then eat a big dinner. I'll switch it around. But it really helped me out. I think going on a diet is like, you find what's comfortable for you, and you can see improvement. And so that's what really helped me. And I thought to myself, if I really gonna want to get back to playing football, there's the things I'm going to have to do, especially at this age, like you were talking about. You have to really take care of your body.
So when you are finished in Washington and you're out last year rehabbing an injury, many guys at that point make the decision, okay, I'm done. What was it that let you know that you still had football left in you? Not just you wanted to play football, but that you could still play football.
I gave myself about 3 months, 3-4 months. At that time, I was 415 pounds, and I said, let me train for 3 months, and if I still think that I want to play, then I'll play. And I trained my butt off for 3 months, and after that I felt like, whoa, you know what? I can do another 3-4 more years. Let's keep going with this. But at the end of those 3 months, if I figured like, you know what? I think I'm done, I would have changed my mind. But after 3 months of training and pushing myself to where I need to be, we made it.